Stand up in the fear of the Lord and listen to the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. May his blessing with us. Amen. A reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, we have glory forever. Amen. And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together, so that there was no longer in room to receive them, nor even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their face, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your heart? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go your way to your house." Immediately he arose and took up the bed and went down in the presence of them all. So that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." Glory.